Hi, I'm Mori Baranski, and welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. Yes, we are here with another cheerleader, Jessica Wanzi.
Hi, Lori.
Welcome. Hi, how are you?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining me. Welcome to the team. Welcome to Gillette Stadium.
Oh, thank you.
A rookie, how are you loving it?
Oh, it's such an experience. It's mind-blowing. You walk in here and it's just, everything is so different from walking into like a high school gymnasium or football field. So coming from that, it's crazy.
What was your first impression when you came here for your interview?
Oh, walking in and seeing like all the
jerseys
and the different videos that are playing. It's just, the whole atmosphere is totally mind-blowing, and you just walk in, and I was so intimidated, and I was sitting there for my interview sweating. I didn't know what to do with myself, but Tracy was awesome and definitely made me calm and confident.
Good. And now you are practically ready to begin the season. You just had juniors. You've been practicing all summer. You have a gorgeous calendar that's ready to be released. Are you ready for that first game?
I don't know. The practices are getting tougher as we go along, just because we want to be game ready, not just, you know, she always says preseason ready. You don't want to be preseason ready. You want to be game
regular
ready.
Season ready.
The practices just keep getting tougher and tougher, but more exciting, definitely.
Yeah, I bet. So I saw your calendar picture online. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
Daddy wasn't too happy about it. But,
He'll go over it.
Oh, yes. I didn't know what to think when I saw it. I was just like, I called to my mom. I was like, get up here. I didn't know what to think. But it was awesome that I was able to see it before a lot of the other girls.
Yeah. So did you like the rest of the calendar when you guys did get to see the rest of the calendar?
Oh, yeah. Every person that you just kept getting better and better. Girl just looks so beautiful. It's unbelievable. It's crazy.
I know. And pretty soon you'll be signing them away at promotions and whatnot.
And the calendar unveiling. I'm excited about that.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about juniors. Was it awesome?
Oh, it was great. I love working with kids. I actually started going to school to be a teacher, so I love working with kids and just seeing their excitement and their drive and how much they actually love cheerleading reminds me of when I was younger, going to all different camps. And
I know it.
I wish I had the experience to do this when I was younger, if I knew about it, because I definitely would have done it. But
and they did such a good job.
Yes.
Every single one of them. Their smiles were big. Their dance was on point. Isn't that crazy how they just can absorb so much information in such a little time?
It's awesome, and to think that they're actually going to go out into halftime and do and perform that dance is
well, it's pregame.
Well, yeah,
pregame. Actually, it'll be the same. Will it be your first game as
well? It'll be my first game. That's why I can't believe that they're so young and they're going to go out there, and I think I'm just going to be 10 times more nervous than they are. But
I think you'll be fine.
Oh, hopefully.
But yes, they were awesome, and I wasn't expecting to be back this year to help out, but I was, and I'm so glad I was to see all of the lovely little ladies. Actually, I took some audio of the girls, some video. We'll eventually have a video podcast of the actual day as well. See, they had a great time, as did we.
So cute.
And we're looking forward to the next one, which is
August 12th.
Yep.
August 12th.
Just flipping my calendar. So the next one is August 12th, and it should be just as much fun.
Yes. They'll at least they'll be kind of
a little more put together.
Yeah, they'll know what they're doing and
what to expect.
And be a little more relaxed.
Right, because they'll pretty much just be practice, and then they'll come back for game day, as will you.
Yes.
It'll be a good day. So anyways, moving right along, if you happen to miss the deadline to join up for juniors camp, just keep checking the Patriots website. Well, the Patriots Cheerleaders website, so patriots.com/cheerleaders, every so often, and it eventually will be updated to when next year's Junior Cheerleader Program signups can begin. And you want to jump on top of that as soon as possible.
Definitely.
Because there are 50% more participants this year than last year, and I'm hoping for another increase for next year, because that would be awesome.
It should.
That'd be great.
It's a great experience.
And we hope that everyone out there gets to join us. So we're going to talk about some more good eating. We're always talking about food around here. Love food. Food is great. We had already touched on fruits and what they can do for you and what you can possibly do with them. Now we're going to talk a little bit about vegetables, which I do not like. But I do like some. I do like some. Are you a fruit veggie person?
I am. I love fruits and vegetables.
Good for you.
There's certain ones that I can eat a lot more than others, but I definitely do like them.
And if you go on the website and you see Jessica's picture, you're going to want to eat fruits and vegetables too. Trust me. But my favorite vegetable, well, favorite and only, I guess you could say, is broccoli.
Really? That's interesting.
It is interesting. I put cheese on it all the time.
I was just about to say, I don't know if that's really the healthy alternative, but that's the only way I really do eat
right,
it.
Right, me too. You want to get about 13 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, supposedly.
Wow.
And I'm sure a lot of us are slacking in that department.
Yeah.
So a good way to up that intake is to order a pizza. You got tomatoes. You can have a veggie pizza and get all those vegetables on there. They even have, like, Hawaiian pizzas where you can put pineapple on.
Pineapples. That is so good.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a great creation right there.
Pizza in general is tremendous. I like broccoli pizza because it's a lot of times the broccoli just goes on raw and they'll throw it in the oven and it comes out a little crunchy. Mm. So it's not like, sometimes if it's steamed, it's mushy. So the broccoli's still crunchy. I like it like that. You were telling me before that you love celery.
I do. I love celery. That's, like, my favorite snack. My mom always has made it for me, like, even when I was very young. I would either put peanut butter in the middle
or
cream cheese. I do love it.
Wow, cream cheese. That's new.
It's very good. Very good.
Celery is a good source of potassium, which will help keep your blood pressure normal, and it's an anti-inflammatory. So should you fall, you know, you want to eat some celery to get you better quicker.
That's a good tip.
Who knew? And some other things. Did you know that potatoes were vegetables?
Well, yeah,
I didn't.
They grow from the ground, right? They have to be. They do.
Well, I didn't know that potatoes were classified as a vegetable. Then that makes two vegetables I like.
Oh, there you go.
You're doing pretty good around here.
You're making the list.
Oh, yeah. Potatoes are really good.
Sweet potatoes are better. That's what I like.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potato
fries.
Oh, no.
So good.
We're getting into things.
Right? They're really good. Potatoes, you can make a potato in the microwave. All you have to do is poke a hole in it, put it on there. When I grill potatoes, I'll put it in the microwave first, then wrap it up in some tin foil, poke some holes, and then put it on the grill, and it takes half the time because you've already pretty much made it in the microwave. And then you just get that crispy outside.
See, you can tell I don't cook. I'm not there yet.
You will be, darling. You will be. I don't cook that much, but a little bit that I do. Potato skin is very good for you. If you scrub it really well, you can eat the potato skins, and they're very good for you.
But is the vitamin C in it?
Some kind of vitamin.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yes, so make sure you eat all your veggies. Some other good ones. What other things do you like?
I love squash and zucchini.
I eat that
all the time. My grandfather actually has a great garden that he gives us all of that stuff. But that's definitely my favorite.
And what can you do there?
It has a lot of potassium and vitamin A, and if you put some cheese on it and melt it, it's so good.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good snack.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, who knew? All these veggies you do good stuff with. Some red peppers. I know my mom makes, like, stuffed peppers, which probably isn't very good for you.
No.
But you're getting some vegetables in there.
You're getting it.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, cheese makes everything better, and it's a source of milk. And I know too much cheese is never a good thing. Too much of anything is never a good thing. But, you know, if you use it sporadically and you kind of work it into your diet, there's nothing wrong with it. I had went to the doctor's, and she's like, oh, you know, you have to eat, like, more cheeses, more yogurts and stuff. I was eating like 3 string cheeses a day, a bottle of yogurt. I was like gaining pounds I could just feel the pounds coming. I'm like, okay, we have to cool down there.
I know. Well, it kind of stunk for me even growing up as a kid because I'm lactose intolerant. But I've gotten better. So even with the zucchini, I could still melt it, some on it. It was when I was younger, I couldn't eat it at all. But now I'm gradually being able
to. So can you have like ice cream?
I can now. When I was younger, it used to be so severe. I would like pass out from the pain. It was really bad. It's traumatic as a little kid when going to parties and they're having pizza and ice cream cake and I'd come in with my little chicken fingers because I couldn't eat it. But it's definitely something you need in your diet, and I'm thankful that I can.
Yeah, I bet.
Slowly eat
There's
it now.
There's a lot of lactose intolerant people, and they have a lot of over-the-counter lactates and stuff like that for them.
The lactate pills, and they have lactate milk, which I actually like better
than
regular milk.
It's better for you.
Yep.
It really is. Yep, you always want to take the healthy road in life. And one last veggie that, you know, is good year-round basically because snowmen use it on their noses, mm-hmm. or carrots. It helps your eyesight, supposedly. I don't know if that's true. My mother
told me that for a long time.
Yeah, I don't
Never
know.
Saw rabbits with glasses.
Aw, that's cute.
That's how she got me to eat them when I was younger.
That's cute, though. You can pretty much put carrots with anything, like any kind of dressing.
Yeah, I always dip them in ranch dressing.
Yeah. So good. Pretty much it about veggies. If you have a favorite veggie that we haven't mentioned and you have a nice little snack tip for us, you can write in to today@patriots.com and we'll be sure to share that with everybody. Because we love fruits and vegetables around here at Patch Chit Chat. Oh, yeah. So training camp is still underway here at Gillette Stadium. Things are so hectic. There's so many things going on. The Country Music Festival was this weekend. I went. It was a blast.
Did you have fun?
Oh, it was so much fun. Just to see, there were so many people here. Everybody walking around with their cowboy hats. And the music was, now, I'm not a big country music person. I like my certain people. But it was just so much fun.
That's how I am, too.
You know, I can pretty much go with anything. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of fun, and I would suggest anybody joining next year.
What artists were there?
Oh, no. There were so many artists that I can't even remember. I know Kenny Chesney, because obviously he's a big name. But it was so much fun.
Yeah. Rascal Flatts, I'm going to see them August 24th.
I love Rascal Flatts.
I know, I'm like you. I'm not into big country, but there are certain artists that I definitely love.
And like those certain songs that they just touch you, yep. No matter what kind of genre it is. Yeah. Whatever, you have to quote it on MySpace. You have to quote it on your Facebook. You know, it's just things we got
to
do.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see them. And I was going to see Toby Keith, but that's after
Toby Keith. Good times.
But country.
Now, what songs does Toby Keith, does he sing that cheerleader song, Look at Me Now?
Yep. Yes, he
because
does.
My rookie year was the first time they had the Country Music Festival here, and we danced with Toby Keith to
so
that song.
Jealous.
Oh, yeah.
So jealous.
It was a good time. It was my first performance in front of a live audience because it was like now, so you figure you had just got done with juniors, but yet it wasn't game day yet.
Yep.
So it was good practice.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun.
So jealous.
It was a lot of fun. Just rubbing that in there.
Yeah, thanks.
Just kidding. Come on, I'm retired. You're still running the ramps. Come on now.
It's still not making me feel any better. Not at all.
Well, let's make you feel better. Tell me a little bit about yourself. You're going to school.
Yep, I'm at St. Vincent's College in Bridgeport, Connecticut right now.
Do you love it?
I do. It's definitely difficult. I started at Southern Connecticut, which I did was going for teaching. But I decided to go into the health fields, and I'm trying to get my degree in echocardiology.
Wow.
Which is just basically ultrasound and diagnostic of the heart.
And how long is that for?
It's about 4 years. You have to get your radiology degree first, so
which
that takes two years.
Yeah.
And then you have to go specialize in. I'm really upset because my school just took out the cardiovascular tech program, so I might have to do a year full round at Yale Hospital.
Well, that would be interesting, though.
But that's good for your resume,
of
too.
Of course it is.
Trying to get a job and saying that
plus,
I took the program.
You almost get to, like, get your feet wet in it and see if you like it.
That's the best part about St. Vincent's, too, is they're attached to St. Vincent's Hospital.
Nice.
So half the day we're spending in classrooms with lectures, and the rest of the day we're in the hospital doing all that
exciting.
Stuff.
Exciting.
Yeah, so it gets
so one day you'll be doing the x-rays, reading the x-rays, everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
So hopefully. Maybe
you could only be so lucky.
Patriots Stadium and
in the X-ray office down in the stadium.
Yeah,
you could. Who knows?
Keep my job here.
So we know that you love to cheerlead. What do you do when you're not at school, when you're not cheerleading? What do you do? Do you work?
I do work. I'm at a dental office in Ansonia, Connecticut.
Do you like that?
I do. It started off as a summer job.
Smile.
Oh, no.
Ding.
Come
Let
on.
Me see your teeth.
My mom is listening. I have to smile.
Smile. She has a gorgeous smile, Mom.
She's actually the dental hygienist at the office, and it started off as a summer job, and she's kind of pressuring me to get a summer job, and I wasn't doing too well, so she's like, well, there's an opening at my office, so you have to come.
You should only be lucky because, okay, listen to my first summer job was at my mom's office, and she was a medical biller. I had to file these, like, medical whatevers from emergency rooms from, like, 1970-something to 1990-whatever. I'm sorry to the job that I had, but I would just throw them anywhere because
oh,
I
no.
had gotten so sick of it. And then they had the nerve at the end of the summer to make me go and pull out all the 1980 whatevers and throw them away.
Oh, no.
It was terrible.
That's all. Oh, I actually do the same kind of stuff where all the files, like patients that haven't come back in like 20 years, I have to go up in this like dungeon room, and then I shred papers that are from just like you, 1980, and it's just like in this little corner.
Don't miss that for a minute.
Oh, yeah, no.
But you're going to be going back to school soon.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We love our moms.
We love the jobs.
We love the jobs. We love our moms. It's a great time. So, if you're not working, what are you doing?
Just hanging out with my friends, just like we were talking about. I love going to concerts because I love all different kinds of music. Like, I just went to a Three Days Grace concert.
Cool.
Which I love. And then Rascal Flatts is coming up, and Justin Timberlake and Pink I just saw, which was amazing.
Awesome.
Love it. So I like all genres of music, so that's why I love going to all the concerts, just with different crowds, and just an amazing experience just to go and listen to the music.
Yeah, definitely.
So much fun. And I love movies. I'm a big movie freak.
Did you see any movies lately?
I just saw, what was the one I just saw? Die Hard 3.
Was it good?
Wait, I don't think it's Live Free or Die Hard. I messed that up. There's like four. That's the fourth one. It was good. I love action movies, so it was definitely, you could tell, like, if it happened in real life, Bruce Willis would have died like seven times already.
I love Bruce Willis. But, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's definitely awesome. But it was just fun just to be an action junkie and just sit there and get all excited.
Any pets?
Yes. My Molly. She's a Yorkie poo. Oh, don't get too excited, because if you saw her, you wouldn't be. She's like the goofiest looking dog you'll ever. It was a present, so I took it.
Who gave it to you?
My boyfriend gave it to me.
Are you still with this boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay, so it was a present, so she took it.
I took it, and that's why I love it.
Don't do it anymore.
I love my boyfriend. But she's definitely so goofy. She took more after the poodle, more than the Yorkie. And she just has the longest, goofiest legs and the long body.
So cute.
But she's the sweetest little dog you'll ever meet. And she loves to cuddle. And
how long have you and your boyfriend been together?
It's on and off for 6 years. This was,
he gave her
Molly, for our 2-year anniversary.
Well, so happy late anniversary.
Thanks. Yeah, it was going on 6 years. June 28th.
Oh,
so,
nice.
That was nice.
Yeah, I've been with mine 7. Don't feel bad.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, moving right along. Friends are good times. Boyfriends are good times. It was such a good time having you here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining
us. Fun.
Hopefully, we'll have some fruits and veggies on you.
Okay, yes.
Take some of your ideas. And hopefully you'll join us again soon to tell us what else
definitely
has been going on in the life of Jessica Wanzi.
Oh, yes, I definitely would love to come back.
And I want to know how that calendar unveiling went, so make sure you pass that along.
Yes, definitely will.
Thank you so much, and until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.